The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Illinois on Friday, a 9 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
No, thank you. Go straight to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, what does Tim Banks mean to your staff and your team?
Yeah, Tim's been great. Me and Tim go way back. We worked together at the University of Maryland. His wife is godmother of one of our children. And he's a very good football coach. So whenever you're able to have that, I got a guy who's been a coordinator in the Big Ten for multiple years on my staff. He understands our conference. He understands me. I understand him. He's a great teacher of fundamentals and technique. He's got a really good mind for scheme. He interacts with our players extremely well. They like him. They like playing for him. He's just a good man. You know, so whenever you can find people that are good people and are intelligent and are caring and have a passion for what they do, you know, they're the type of people I want to surround myself with. So I feel very fortunate to have Tim on our staff, and he's done a fantastic job.
Coach, he's coming back to Champaign where he worked before he came to you. How do you think that'll be for him? Have you talked to him about that at all, idea of coming back to Champaign?
No, not really. I mean, obviously I've asked him some things about the wind and the weather and the stadium and things like that. But as you know, we come in, it's not like we do a whole lot. We come in, we are at the hotel, we're going over our tests and tip sheets and meetings, and then we go play the game, and then we get on a plane and we leave. So it's not, you know, like we're there for a whole lot more than what's going to happen on the field.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tom Van Heren, ESPN.com.
Hey, James.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Not necessarily asking you to get specific with your class, but just in general with recruiting, it seems like we're seeing more and more classes with two quarterbacks in the same class. So I wanted to get your perspective. What has changed from the recruit's perspective to allow you to do that, for them to be comfortable to join a class with another quarterback? And then really, what is the main reasoning behind having two quarterbacks in the same class?
Well, first thing is I didn't know, that's happening more often. For us, it really just comes down to, number one, you know, we better have a guy at that position. You know, if you have a guy at that position, he gives you a chance week in and week out, which is obviously what we've been fortunate with Trace McSorley. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then I think the other thing is, you know, it's challenging to get to your scholarship number, whether that is 4 or 5 or whatever it may be. I think for some programs it may be because they've had quarterbacks transfer out. Say you've gone with a true freshman or a redshirt freshman as your starting quarterback, then it's difficult to have the amount of depth that you want because a lot of times the upper class kids have left. You know, so I think for most people, it's just trying to get close to your scholarship number, whether that is 4 or 5 at the position. I think all those things, you know, kind of factor into it. I think from a player's perspective, you know, what they'll probably say is, well, you know, would I rather be competing against a senior or a junior, or would I rather be competing against another freshman? So I don't know if the other freshman, you know, really has a much of an impact because, you know, those guys are pretty much coming in on a level playing field. And the other thing I would say is, you know, the really high-end kids, they, you know, they're not worried about competition. They're just looking for the best fit. And it was some of those things probably don't scare them off because they have so much faith and confidence in their ability.
Sure. On the other end, just to follow up too, on the actual the football side of it, playing, it seems like we're seeing a few schools play two quarterbacks, and I don't think you've been in this situation, so I don't know how in-depth you can get. But does that kind of play along with what you talked about with transfers, that, you know, we're seeing young guys get some playing time at quarterback as well? Is that more to try to mitigate transfers? Is it based on talent? Or, I guess, why are coaches more willing to play two quarterbacks now?
I can't speak on that because I don't know everybody's situation. But if I had to, you know, try to make a guess, I would say, yeah, you're trying to keep multiple guys on your roster happy. I would also say, probably even more so than that, though, is say your backup is a true freshman or a redshirt freshman, and he hasn't gotten any experience. You're saying, okay, well, if we're going with this guy as our number two over maybe an older, more experienced player, we better get him experience because, you know, we got a high level team, we got a high level program, and we can't afford to be putting a guy on the field that hasn't played a whole lot. So we better find a way to gain him some experience. So if I had to guess, it's a combination of those two things: managing a roster to keep as many guys at that position happy as you possibly can. And then I think the other thing is just gaining that experience so you're not playing a guy who hasn't played before at a critical moment with no experience.
Thanks, James.
Your next question is from Frank Badani, York Daily Record.
Hi, James.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, you talked about earlier today a few of the journeys of your seniors. How about Koa Farmer, what he has been through at Penn State, his journey, what he means to the team as a senior?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody loves Koa. You know, loves his mom and dad and his sister. His whole family has been a big part of this program. You know, his sister came up here. Sister runs track at Hampton. And when the storm hit, she came up and spent, you know, a long weekend with us. You know, everybody on the team knows her. The coaches know her and love her. She's a part of the family. You know, his dad played college football at Hawaii. That's where he met his mom. That's where he met his wife, Koa's mom. They're just awesome. You know, for whatever reason, during the recruiting process, you know, we were recruiting him at Vanderbilt. And for whatever reason, their family just felt very comfortable with us, and we felt very comfortable with them. And, you know, obviously he was a running back and safety prospect out of high school. We had kind of always looked at him as, you know, probably growing into an outside linebacker based on, you know, his dad's frame, Koa's frame, and even talking with dad about how big we thought he would get. I mean, Koa's 230-something pounds, but Koa could be 245 pounds if he wanted to be very easy. And can run and is athletic, and just like Nick Scott, you know, had to transition to a different position and a different side of the ball, and that factored into it. And just like Mark Allen, there was some injuries and things like that factored into this journey. But you know, Koa is a guy that has done great in school, has interned almost every summer in Washington D.C. with a number of different special agencies like, you know, the FBI, Secret Service, the CIA, all these different things, and has gained some great experiences there, and has been a great leader and teammate for younger players on our team. And those guys have all been a tremendous resource for me, guys that I could talk to, that I could ask their opinion. They'd give me honest feedback. They've been great, you know. So, you know, this class is special to me because we kind of all came in here together. I love these guys and, you know, and forever in debt to them.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.